has that vitality of what it is to be living. The Spirit is there, vibrant before God. And if the Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead has taken up residence in your mortal body, he'll do the same thing to your body. He will quicken your body. Well, that's great news. I like preaching good news, right? Okay, so we'll move on. The last part of verse 3 would be through the knowledge, again, epignosis, building upon the knowledge of the one having called you. And we've been here before, the way they try to translate the dative there, but it really just says that he has called you his own, and it says glory, which is we've worked through this now for years and years. That would be that idea of the light again, the light being reflected back to your soul. He has called you his own reflection and excellence. That's pretty good, because when God calls stuff, it becomes, right? God called it, it is. Well, what a wonderful thing to think about. You know, well, I just could never do that. Well, God said you could. In fact, God called you that. God says, here's what you are. You are my reflection and you are my excellence. And our mind goes, I don't know. And our body goes, yes, sir. Okay, sure, let's do that. It's a lot better than what he's been doing with me up to now. Let's just go here, right? Yeah, hallelujah. So, verse 4. Through these things, he has, and here we have again, the Rhema. He has bestowed on us great and precious promises. Say promises. Hear the S on there? Okay. Promises. Not just one. Plural. He has bestowed on us great and precious promises in order that through these you all may become koinonos. Y'all know the word koinonia, right? Okay. Koinonia is fellowship together, right? Fellowship. Okay. Koinonos is one who fellowships. Okay. This is more than just, you know, we're hanging out. This is, we are a part of, we may become one of those hanging out with, experiencing, walking through the divine nature, having escaped the corruption, is the word there, pethora. Pethora. Corruption is what a lot of people say. Some people say decay. And that's always bothered me. Because it says you've escaped the corruption that is in the world through epithumia. Now, we're going to do some stuff with this word for a reason. You're going to see it in a minute, okay? Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. What does that mean? He's given to us these exceeding great and precious promises that through these you may become koinonos. You may become fellowshipping with, a part of together, the divine nature, having escaped the corruption, pephthora, the corruption that is in the world through lust. And I've thought about that for years. How many of you thought about that for years? What does that mean? You can escape by becoming a part of the divine nature. You escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. Okay, let's look a little bit closer at this word, pephthora. It's corruption in the sense, not what the way we look at corruption normally with English. It's corruption with the idea of decaying. Okay? In other words, it stinks. Okay? It's not working. It's quit working. It's now decaying. Right? That is in the world through epithumia. And that word is translated, especially in King James, often lust. Epi is upon. Thumia is desire. Okay? And it's more than just a desire. It's an intense desire with the idea of passion. Okay? Stay with me. Having escaped this decay, digging again further and further, the idea of phthora is destruction. Okay? If it's decaying, then it's going into destruction. It's being destroyed. It's not going to be around anymore. The destruction that is contained in the world through this upon desire, this desire. And I never made this connection until I was digging into this and where we're going to go. And if you like, you can look over to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, because that's where we're going to go. Okay? This desire. As I kept digging into it, you know, y'all know what it's like when you may see something, but you know you're missing something. You know, like, you ever, is it just me? Like, you walk around going, I'm missing something. You know, what am I missing here? Sometimes just in your daily routine, you know, you're going, I'm forgetting something. What was it? You have this thing in you, that's the Spirit of God, going, you're forgetting something, right? Okay, as I continue to look at this word, getting out of the normal stuff and getting over into just the language stuff, the etymology of the word, all that kind of stuff, this idea of upon passion, upon passion, strong feelings, is it's a yearning. And I thought, whoa, kind of that struck a chord. Yearning, okay, and longing, right? Yearning and longing. So, having escaped the destruction, or you could use decay, that happens in the world through yearning or longing. What picture do you get when you think about your yearning for something?